Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
We have our Intercontinental Championship story building for WrestleMania. So a lot of people predicted that it might have been a multi-man match. A lot of people have been making their case. But right now, where we are at the story right now is that Adam Pearce has booked a gauntlet match for next week's Raw. These guys on the screen, that's Ricochet, Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, and somehow JD McDonagh will be going up against each other to determine who is going to be the number one contender to Gunther.
This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You are now listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. It's Ro Moran. This is the second part of our live stream episode this week. On the first episode, if you did not listen to that, we talked about AEW and New Japan, everything that happened over this big week for the company. And now we are heading into our WWE side of the conversation. So let's begin that now. All right, so we got some time. Let's talk about some WWE. Jasper, let's put it up. The first one, the biggest news of the week. We have our first two Hall of Fame inductees of this year. It's going to be Paul Heyman, siempre, naturally, in ECW in Philadelphia. Where else? I mean, who else, diba, can you put in the Hall of Fame when you're in Philadelphia? And siempre, we have Bull Nakano, one of the earliest Joshis in the WWF. So, really, really big inductees here. I think they both speak for themselves. And the interesting point here is that Heyman is still, I mean, technically, I don't know if he's ever going to retire, but normally, kasi the Hall of Fame is reserved for people who aren't active anymore. So what do you guys think of these first two choices? Gino, let's start with you.
Yeah, Heyman is a perfect fit for Philadelphia, for ECW, for WWE, and dami ng reasons kung bakit dapat siyang gawing Hall of Famer regardless of his active status. I think it's just deserving, it's proper, it gives the man his dues, and he's been with the WWE for the longest time. Nag-announcer pa siya dati back in the 90s, he did the ECW thing, he worked the backstage, diba, he produced segments, he did creative, he did all the things one can do short of actually wrestling. Pero inupakan din siya. Diba? So he did everything you could do in the business. And if you're going to hold WrestleMania in Philadelphia, then Paul Heyman should be a part of that Hall of Fame. As far as Bull Nakano is concerned, I only know her by reputation. I wasn't able to catch her during her active years, kumbaga, in the WWF.
Yeah,
I know that she is a formidable athlete, like by reputation again. So very deserving sa kanya as well.
Okay, so okay lang naman na even though he's an active guy in the roster, si Paul Heyman, okay lang na he gets his flowers right now. Na kasi rather than wait for him to die or like to retire, I think it's the right time then since nasa Philadelphia sila, ECW hometown, and tsaka ano, it reminds me of like Rey Mysterio from last year. Tsaka remember Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross, they were still active on commentary when they got inducted into the Hall of Fame. As for Bull Nakano, I don't know much about her, pero I know she deserves this kasi she is as relevant or about the same level as Hulk Hogan, Bruno Sammartino. Kasi she gets mentioned a lot when the commentators would mention that these are the legendary wrestlers who won the women's title. Tsaka I would see some of her matches over on Vintage Collection. Kaya I would say na she is one of the pioneers. And she deserves this spot.
Bruce, Mako wrestled in WCW when she was really, really young. As in, she was a rookie. You can look that up on the YouTuber and at the network. And she wasn't at the prime of her career when she was in WCW. She was much younger.
If I'm not mistaken, it was a Nitro. I remember seeing that particular episode.
Carlos says that Triple H has full control over who goes into the Hall of Fame. Dapat na, I would hope so. I mean, like, he's in control of everything creative in the WWE right now, so I would really hope that he's controlling this. And from the looks of things, I'm sure that he really say the Bull Nakano pick is a wrestler's pick. You know, it might not have been the most over person in the Western wrestling world or anything, but you know, game recognized game, literally game recognized game. And if someone is out here giving flowers to the real legit wrestlers who have gone unheralded in the business for the most part, for whatever reason, it has to be Triple H again. So this is a good pick. She did blaze the trail, pave the way for our current crop of Joshi transplants from Japan into the US. And I think that if those weren't, you know, if the likes of Bull Nakano weren't a thing in the 90s, you know, it would have taken, need them and never, but I think it would have taken much longer for them to be more accepted or be more commonplace here in the US. Triple H helped Narin in that when, you know, when he was bringing over talent like Meiko Satomura and have you from Japan. So thank you, Triple H. He knows what's up. He is a wrestling nerd's promoter. More so than Tony Khan, I feel. All right. The next point in WWE Raw, we have our Intercontinental Championship story building for WrestleMania. So a lot of people predicted that it might have been a multi-man match. A lot of people have been making their case. But right now, where we are at the story right now is that Adam Pearce has booked a gauntlet match for next week's Raw. These guys on the screen, that's Ricochet, Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, and somehow JD McDonagh will be going up against each other to determine who is going to be the number one contender to Gunther. So the question here is any of these men going to win the single spot, or are these guys all going to go on and have a multi-man match after all?
You know,
Rowan, start with you.
Ang pointless din if it's gonna be a ladder match kasi at least three people will be predictable to win. And then yung iba parang, they're just there, they're in the background, and they are bound to lose. Which is the sad reality if there's gonna be a multi-man ladder match, halimbawa at WrestleMania. And that's what I wanted originally, pero I just realized it now na parang, come on, it's gonna be like predictable. Yung kung sino pa yung gusto manalo na iba, hindi rin naman mananalo. And kung sino talaga yung dapat manalo, yun yung mananalo. So, I do like na it's gonna be a gauntlet match. Para, you know, at WrestleMania, it's just a traditional one-on-one match for the title. And for me, I want to see Sammy win this one.
Okay, I feel like this will end up being a multi-man match. And I want it. to be a multi-man match. I want it to be a ladder match because for all the chaotic good reasons that come with a ladder match. It's a spectacle. You get everybody to do something during the Mania weekend. It gets everybody involved. It's the same logic as one. It's the same logic as the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. Kasi, but at least everybody in the pool, everybody gets a spot. At least ito mas malaki kasi Intercontinental Championship match. That said, I think if Gunther still comes out on top during a multi-man ladder match, it cements his title reign even more. Kasi he's always defended the title in singles matches, if I'm not mistaken. Diba? He rarely does a multi-man title defense. So, the fact that he is able to... Ang nalala ko lang na title defense niya, yung triple threat niya with Sheamus and Drew. That's about it. So, the fact that he's able to defend his title, if he is able to defend his title successfully in a ladder match in WrestleMania against six other guys, really just cements that record-breaking run that he's having right now. And it'll mean even more for the person who takes the title away from Gunther down the road.
Ako naman, I agree that this should be a multi-man match in the end. I think aware naman sila that they have told all these nice stories surrounding Gunther, surrounding the Intercontinental Championship, spanning back 2 years. Parang, I remember that Ricochet match was, what, back in 2022? I think it's been that long, Jesus. So I feel like because they've already sacrificed so much for Roman Reigns, I feel like if I were Triple H, I feel like he should be throwing a bone to everyone who is been kind of stepped over because of their mission to give Gunther yung pinakamahaba niyang title reign as Intercontinental Champion. So I think that's going to be the thing. Everyone's going to get a WrestleMania payday kasi sayang naman yung binuo nila. They've been telling the story. So I can't in good conscience leave it to just one person in the end. So whether who wins that big match at WrestleMania, we'll leave that for the predictions. But this is where I feel they are going here. Let's take a quick last break. Last break nito, and hear from our fellow podcasts on the Pod Network.
Tigil niyo muna yung pakikinig ng show na to, ha? Ito po ang The Cool Pals.
Hello.
Hello sa inyo, sa mga nakikinig ng podcast.
Hello
sa inyo.
Hello.
Ito po ang kwentuhang inuman lang, long table inuman, may uupong guest, at makikipagkulitan sa amin. Ganun lang po ang podcast namin. Kaya kung trip nyo, makakinig ng mga lasing.
Parang ayaw mo na mamilit kung gusto nilang ano.
Hindi, bahala na sila. Tapos pag nakinig sa atin, magre-reklamo.
Huwag ka nalang makinig. Papatanggal nyo sa takabaho.
Huwag
na, huwag na kayo makinig.
Sige.
Huwag na. Bumalik na kayo sa show na.
Yan.
Tinanggal sa atin. Sa show na.
Ano?
Pero kung gusto nyo makinig, punta na kayo sa The Cool Pals.
Di ako minom.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, one last bit on NXT before we adjourn for the evening. Yo, Trick Williams is back at from yesterday's NXT Block special episode. He interferes. I think he interfered nung match between Carmelo Hayes and Tony D'Angelo to determine the new.
No, he didn't. He did not interfere. He apparently what happened was yung music that played during the match pero hindi siya lumabas.
And then that caused, okay, that's kind of an interference though.
Pero si hindi naman siya yung gumawa nun eh. Si, what's his face? Si The Don gumawa nun eh.
Oh, okay, okay.
He admitted, so he admitted it after, so.
Okay, sige. That's my bad. You can tell that I have not been able to catch the episode just yet. But, syempre, the result is here. And first things first, Trick Williams will have his match against Carmelo Hayes after all at Stand and Deliver. So that's a thing. And then let's move to the next slide, Jasper. That means Tony D'Angelo is the new number one contender. And whoever here in the chat called that last week, nagkatotoo ang sinabi niyo. Apparently, there will not be a triple threat between Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, and Trick Williams. And it's going to be Tony D going up against Ilya for the NXT Championship. And I do not know if that's going to be the main event of this PLE, but it is what it is. And what do you guys think of this particular matchup for the NXT Championship? Because I don't know, yung Trick versus Melo.
Yeah, because, okay. I saw the episode. So this is how the finish happened. Match was going on. Trick Williams' music plays. Carmelo is stunned. Gets caught off guard. D'Angelo hits his finisher, yung fisherman suplex niya, whatever he calls it. And then, it's the 1-2-3. And then he admits na kasalanan niya yung music, but he has a gift for me. But he has a gift for Melo, and then that's when Trick comes out and starts whooping Melo. I like how they're keeping this feud privately, to the side, because it deserves that much more respect. It's a blood feud. Nag-traidoran sila. I don't think something like that deserves a title opportunity. I don't think it adds, if you add the NXT title to it, I don't think it adds anything to the feud. If anything, it takes away from the NXT title, especially the run that Ilya has been having as NXT champion. That said, Tony D'Angelo, pretty left field pick here as number one contender. But if you do watch NXT, you'll see na expand nila ulit yung family. They added Luca Crucifino to their roster as a consigliere. Kasi apparently, hindi pwedeng Italian-American na wala dun sa family, di ba? Dapat kasama ka pag Italian-American ka. I was just waiting for it to happen too. When I saw Luca Cristofino, I was like, oh, is this a new family member? Apparently not. But then like a week later, he's now part of the family. So congratulations to the new consigliere. But they're giving the rub to Tony D'Angelo here. I guess this is their way of showing him some love because of all the work that he's been putting out for 2.0. Again, hindi natin alam kung ito yung main event. I think that the Trick Melo rivalry should still close the show because it's more deserving. Kahit sabihin na natin hindi siya title match.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's hopefully how it's gonna go. TK did the right thing by putting Sting's last match at the end, diba? But I don't hate it that much. I know Tony D has gotten so good. He is one of the better prospects nung NXT 2.0 cartoonish batch, right? But they also have kind of stalled with him. Like the mafia gimmick has kind of presented itself as a glass ceiling. I think I don't think he's gonna win the championship, but for him to really achieve that main event potential, something has to be different with the mafia gimmick.
Yeah, may ceiling talaga yung ganong klaseng, it's a caricature of Italian American life, yeah. Diba? So it really does not benefit him. Kasi paano kanila i-call up, diba? yung gimmick mo from the 90s. Or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how to fix that other than, going all deep and meta about the Italian-American stereotypes. Stop stereotyping, guys. Tama na. Huwag natin stereotype to. All right. Rowan, do you have anything to add about this main event development?
Well, I said in our chat, I haven't seen NXT yet, but
bahalang meron kan ano eh.
I don't have anything to say. But maybe I would leave a tweet about it.
Okay. All right. All right. That's it. That's all we have time for about WWE. As you can see, AEW had a lot more in the tank this week coming after Revolution. So, yun, let's wrap this up, this episode of the Wrestling Podcast live stream. But before we go, let's get some plugs. Chino, what do you got?
So, the Glass Clown Podcast has kicked off its fourth season. Sorry, I'm all over my words today. Glass Clown Podcast has kicked off its fourth season with its first episode in Move on Reyes. Now we are throwing out episode 2 tomorrow morning, with Lawrence Vivar, who is a licensed and practicing engineer, a stand-up comedian, and a triathlete. So I get to talk to him about all those things on episode 2 of the Class Clown Podcast. Also, putting out more comedy content on my YouTube. Please check that out. YouTube.com/ChinoSupersized. And finally, this is the most important one. The open mic that I've been running at Cinema 76 Cafe in Tomas Maroto, Quezon City, is turning a year old. It's very rare for an open mic to last a year. Usually, nagsasara na yung restaurant kasi pinapasara namin siya, right? But that's what happens, you know? In a year's time, we've been able to grow this little room of ours, and it's been such a special place that we've decided to celebrate inside a movie theater. So for one night only, on March 19, we are having the first year anniversary inside a movie theater with Ryan Remsarita, Andrew Bernardo, myself, a bunch of other guys, Baus Rufo, Dan and Aaron Ong, a bunch of other people joining us to celebrate stand-up comedy in a movie theater. March 19, that is a Tuesday, 9 p.m. For tickets, please go to www.comedymanila.ph. Yun lang, guys.
Yeah, France says go listen to Class Clown.
Yeah, shout out to France who started listening to it over the weekend. Thanks, France. Yeah.
Rowan, you got anything to plug?
Oh yeah, so 4/5 of the pod is now writing weekly wrestling reviews. So yeah, please check those out. Kahit freebie lahat ng review namin. Kahit freebie, please subscribe to our Patreon for only 275 pesos a month. So you can have perks like joining our Discord community and where we have our watch party kung walang face-to-face na viewing party.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, the reviews are free, pero syempre, if you like what we do, please so consider supporting the podcast. You don't have to support, you know, the whole year. If you want to throw us a 275 here and there, whatever you can allow, please do. Pero walang pinitan. Wala tayong pinitan dito. Right. As for me, WrestleStorm is happening in a couple of weeks. Wow, I cannot believe that I'm wrestling again in a couple of weeks. WrestleStorm is happening March 23 and 24. It's going to be the meet and greet over at Unbox it over in Green Hills. Everyone booked on the show is going to be there for you to hang out with. The entry is free, but I believe the signing is Mibayadja. The show is going to be on the 24th. That's a Sunday. Brawl Pit Bulusan in Quezon City near Banaue. If you're able to, please come. The tickets are still available over at dexcon.helixpay.ph, dexcon.helixpay.ph. As the door says, the Gemini Kings, that's myself and Main Max, are going up against TZK, Ken Cypher, and SJM for the World Underground Wrestling Tag Team Championships. The Calamari Drunken Kings are going up against Oro Plata Mata, JDL, and David Ravenna. Robin Sane is going up against Shivam. Wow. So, the Kappas are coming from Setup Thailand. Chelsea Marie is also booked. She'll be in action. I do not know against who yet. A Fam Steve, if you're into a Fam Steve, he's also booked. A lot of people going on having a good time in the first show of this side of the wrestling scene of the year. May Kasaysayan then. MWF Kasaysayan is also on April 14. That's going to be a Sunday as well. Next month, it's going to be at the UP College of Mass Communication Media Center. Tickets are available at tickettome.net. Go check that out for prices and availability. Naubusan na ng ringside tickets. So for those who want to catch it, Gen Ad tickets are available, but the venue is going to be intimate. It's going to have a real studio feel. So parang ano yan. If you catch NWA Power, it's going to be kind of like that. Yun. Everything has been accounted for. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to yet another live stream episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Maraming salamat to our babyface producer, Jasper, the real MVP, making us sound really, really good, better than we ever do. We also have our babyface manager, Riza, from the Pod Network, and also the other good boys and girls of the Pod Network who have made this episode happen, or made this podcast happen after so many years. It's our 10th year this year. We're going to be celebrating that big anniversary next month. Stay tuned for details. We could not have been here without you. Please follow us on social media. It's at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and TikTok, at Wrestling Podcast on Instagram and Threads. The Wrestling Podcast on Facebook for my co-hosts, at Chino Supersize for Chino, at Monday Night Rowan for Rowan, N-I-T-E, at EML underscore Meister for Emil, at underscore Stan C for Stan, and for myself, it's at Rose War for Twitter, and at Shang.Daddy for on Threads and TikTok, so, and Instagram. Right, thank you so much yet again. We'll see you again next week for our usual audio-only episodes. We'll see you for our live stream again by then. Kasana Sistan is, he'll no longer be a single man. So please wish him well for his upcoming wedding this Saturday. You know where to find him. I just showed you where to find him. And until then, please, be safe. Be kind. Please don't be a dick. Please don't threaten other people. God damn. Please do not. And we'll see you at the WrestleMania 40 viewing party. All right? Later, outcasts. Peace.
Make your mother proud.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.